was he the one who'd wrecked the feed shed? We had found coon tracks, but no information that actually linked him to the crime. Maybe we were gunning for Eddie or for some of his pals. It didn't matter to me. Justice would be done. The thieves would be hauled away from ranch headquarters and dumped off in another location. If Eddie was the culprit, we would catch him and he would have to pay the price. See, when it comes to busting crooks and solving cases, the head of ranch security has no friends. Anyway, that's the file on Eddie the Wreck. Well, part of the file. There's more, but I'm not at liberty to discuss it. The rest of his file is still classified, and that information won't be released for 25 or 30 years. Where were we? As you can see, just talking about Eddie gets me worked up, the little scrounge. Oh yes, we had reset and baited the trap. Slim loaded 20 sacks of feed onto the back of the pickup, and we went on with our daily routine, feeding the cows in all 7 pastures. Everything went fine, and we returned to the ranch headquarters late that afternoon. Did you happen to notice that I didn't mention Drover? The reason is that he went AWOL and spent the entire day sprouting roots on his gunny sack bed. No kidding. I mean, what kind of dog sleeps all night and then all day? Drover, that's who. But don't think that he got by with it. I wrote him up, gave him 7 chicken marks for laziness and disgraceful behavior. Oh, he sniffled and cried, but I didn't care. He'd brought it upon himself. You know what he did then? He went back to sleep. Oh well. Anyway, darkness fell. It happens every day after the sun goes down, don't you see? And we think there's some connection. Sun goes down, it gets dark. I was too restless to sleep. I mean, I couldn't take my mind off that trap. I paced around the office and tried to think of something else, but my ears kept straining to hear something down at the feed shed. This was exactly the wrong approach, and I knew it. When we're deeply involved in a stakeout or a trap situation, the best course of action is to forget about it. Leave it alone. Let things happen in their own time. Remember the wise old saying, a potted watch never boils. It's true, very true. Potted watches never boil. What exactly is a potted watch? I've wondered about that. I guess you could plant one in a flower pot and, I don't know, give it water and plenty of sunshine. It seems odd that anyone would want to plant a watch in a flower pot, but the important point is that when you pot a watch, it never boils. On the other hand, if you throw an unpotted watch into a pan of boiling water, it will boil every time. Thus, the wise old saying is wise and true. It's kind of impressive that a dog would know so many wise old sayings, isn't it? I agree, and thanks for noticing. Yes, those wise old sayings have helped me solve many cases. Unfortunately, the wise old sayings weren't helping me much on that particular night, as I paced and fumed and waited to hear some action from our trap in the feed shed. The hours dragged by. Then,